Welcome to the Intentional Living Center, parents. Today it's parenting, old-fashioned parent talk. You know, you hear us say at the Intentional Living Center that we focus intentionally on two things: being intentional about the things that matter most and being intentional to ignore the things that matter the least. And today, parenting, kids, parents, it matters most, doesn't it? Let's talk how to be an intentional parent.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson. We're waiting for your call. Here's the number. It's 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your kids, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center. You know, we're getting near the end of the month here, just a few days left, and I want to thank those of you who've been praying for us and standing with us. And, you know, this month I sent out a teaching called the Mid-Course Correction, and I'd love to hear your feedback as you listen. Maybe you have some thoughts how these monthly teachings are encouraging you. Let me know. You can email me, or you can post something on Facebook, or send us a letter even. I would love to hear from you. You know, maybe a mid-course correction is something that you need to focus on in parenting. As you think about being an intentional parent, we get one shot at this thing, and no matter what age your kids are, you can be intentional. It says in Proverbs 29, discipline your children, and they will give you peace, and they will bring you delight, the delights that you desire. And discipline is not punishment. Discipline is training. It comes from the idea of discipleship. And I've got 10 things I want to share with you. I created an intentionals, the top 10 list of how to encourage your children. Let me share a few of those with you right now. Can we get these posted too? We'll put these on our highlights page. It'll be available for you if you go there. Number one on my list was to give them a picture of the future. Help your children see that God has an intention for their life, to give them a future, a hope in a future, the scripture says. Help your children develop a mental, spiritual picture of what God has for them in the future. Number two is remind them of their unique gifts. Every one of your children, each of them is uniquely gifted in some area. God provides giftedness in our lives. Maybe you have a child that's focused on caring for others. Maybe another one that's very analytical. Maybe one that has a spiritual sensitivity. Help them focus on their unique gifts. Number three is pray daily for their future. Pray for their career. Pray for their future spouse. They may even be a small child, and marriage may be many, many years away. Pray now for their spouse. Pray for their life choices. That's profound. And number four is encourage them to explore their interests and desires and give each of your children to God. And then number five on the list of the 10, give them wings, not weights. I think that's pretty clear, isn't it? It's easy to weigh our children down with criticism. It's weigh them down with all the problems in life. Weigh them down with, you know, the history of your family. Give them wings to see that God has a great future intended for their lives. There's five things on my top 10 list. You can catch the others when you go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. All right, we'll get to our callers here in just a minute.
Hello, Dr. Randy. I just want to say I love your show. I think completely overwhelmed ever since I started to listen to your message, how my life has changed, how I became a more understanding parent versus, you know, before not having enough patience because there was not enough to go around. And my life, again, has changed as well as my children, and we just couldn't be happier. I thank you so much for...
Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. Let's go to the calls. Amy's on the line today. Amy, welcome to our center today.
Hi, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Appreciate your call. What's your question for me today?
I have a handful. I got married 2.5 years ago, and my stepson has ADD, ODD,
right,
ADHD, and Asperger's.
Okay.
And he just turned 13 years old, so we got teenagers going on also.
Right.
And I think his dad has some of the same issues too. And I just get overwhelmed sometimes. Like, I just don't know how I'm going to get through it.
Well, did you see all this when you got married? I mean, obviously these were issues that you saw before you got into the relationship. Did you see that coming, Amy?
I didn't know his dad. I didn't know my husband had some of the same issues.
How long did you date?
We dated for a year and a half.
A year and a half, and you didn't see any of these tendencies?
But I didn't deal with him when he was dealing. I saw it, but I, you know how you see what you want to see and you don't see what you don't want to see.
Well, that's the point. All right, what's your question for me, Amy?
How sometimes I guess I want to be a good Christian mother, and sometimes there's hollering and raising our voices and screaming, and I don't want that. I want Chris to have a happy childhood.
Well, Amy, this is your stepson.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you're living in an environment where there's obviously many challenges. If all these things you mentioned, the ADD, the ADHD, the ODD, the Asperger's, and then if your husband, that put it this way, that's enough right there for many families to go up the wall with. If there's any challenge just to deal with those things because you love this 13-year-old and you want the best for him, this is a mom and dad issue. Dad needs to take the lead. It's his son. You need to support him. I think at the bottom line, the obviously you want to have an environment that's supportive for your stepson to grow and mature and deal with some of the issues in his life and find his place, you know, in the world. With Asperger's, where is he on the continuum with Asperger's?
Where what?
I mean, where is he on the continuum as far as functioning?
Oh, he is very highly functioning.
Okay.
His IQ is higher than mine, unfortunately.
All right. So he's functioning quite well. What is his ability to relate to other people?
His attention span and having to make noises, clicking, things like that. That's very. He always has to have stimulation.
Okay.
Some type.
All right. Well, that can wear him out, and teachers and family. You know, Amy. You know, the bottom line here to me is you and your husband need to go and get educated on exactly what's going on. Not only what diagnosis is, but get help for the two of you and putting together a strategy for parenting. But I'll tell you what, raising your voice, yelling, that kind of thing is not going to be effective, because what will happen is it will damage your relationship. And when you guys aren't strong, two are better than one. The scripture says you guys have to be on the same page. You need to have a break for yourselves. You need to have an approach that you're going to take in parenting. So at the end of the day, I think the bottom line, Amy, for you is you and your husband need to find someone who's qualified as a counselor to help the two of you develop a strategy to stand together in loving support of this young man so this young teenager can grow up and find his place in the world and fulfill what God's purpose is for him. And ultimately, that should be the goal of being intentional when you have a tough situation going on. Otherwise, what will happen is this marriage will split, and that isn't ultimately what I'm sure the two of you would like to see happen.
I am an educator with 15 years experience. I've taught everything from kindergarten to seniors in high school. My comment is, as an educator as well as a parent of both a mild child and a wild child, my counsel would be to just separate one's ego from their children. And the reason I say that is then when you are bragged on about your children, the appropriate glory goes to God for that. And when you are challenged by your children, when an educator sees an area for improvement, you take that as a challenge in your parenting with them and not an offense against them. Separate yourself from your children, that you are the parents and stewards of these children. And if we take all the credit for the good things, then we have to take all the credit for the bad things. And so instead, let's give the glory to God. And in those areas where they need to improve, just steward them wisely. And we sure appreciate your program in our home as the parents of both a mild child and a wild child. Thanks so much.
Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center today, talking about kids and our concern as parents about their development of their faith and their purpose in life, and, you know, more than just raising our kids, you know, to find a job and live, we want them to have a purpose and know why they're on this planet, to build their faith and realize that they're a special creation of God. And to that end, David's on the line with the concern. David is in Tennessee. David, welcome to our program today.
Hi, Doc. How are you?
Good, good. Appreciate your call. What's your question?
Well, it's a difficult situation. Our children are grown. They're in like 39. And throughout their life, we supported them, took them to church, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
The big challenge we face now is my son and his wife went to some counselor, and she has, all of a sudden, about 6 months later, we get an email saying, don't contact us in any way. We've got to deal with stuff. And this has been going on for over 18 months now. We've sought wise counsel, and that's why I called you, because as a child is raised, I believe it says when he's old, he won't stray from it. Well, we've got some heartbreaking issues here, and we've had a very middle-class home, and we're raised in the church and did things together and supported them as best we knew how. And
well, as I hear you speak, David, it's kind of like two things. One is I hear your concern about them spiritually, but they're not really saying where they are spiritually. But the other part is it sounds like you've been cut out of the equation for some reason. Is there a concern about the nature of your relationship with your kids? Setting the Christian side apart or your faith side apart, just the relationship, why is it that you can't contact your kids?
That's what amazed us, because they even wanted us to move closer to them, which we did. They would always want to drop by or have us babysit or whatever. And for some reason, and that's the big crux that I'm seeking wisdom in, is we've been told not to contact them.
By your son?
Yes.
He said, don't contact us.
Don't contact us, period. Don't don't go to things that our children and our children or we will be at, that you know we'll be at, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's very strange. There's more to this story that I don't quite understand. There's got to be some reason that this couple is deciding to cut you out of their lives, more than just that you're not on the same page spiritually.
Well, they did it to her side of the family first.
They cut her family out too.
Yeah, they cut them out first, and then about 6 months later, we get an email. It's not even a phone call. We have gone to counseling. We've even attempted to set up a meeting, and they will not speak with us. They won't tell us what the issue is. They won't. I mean, it's just total.
Are they still working and living in the same area? Are they involved in some unusual group or something, or is it just they've just cut you out and stay away from us?
The only common denominator is the counselor they went to.
Huh. Well, you know, to answer your question, whenever you hear something that's doesn't make sense, I've always said over the years, something doesn't make sense. That makes sense? I mean, it does to me. When something doesn't add up, in other words, there's always something more going on. And you may or may never know, David. He's an adult. He's married. He's got kids. They're on their own. They've told you to stay out of their lives. If that were my son, I'd be heartbroken, just like I'm sure you and your wife are, understandably so. I hear stories of others who have been through the same path, and for whatever reason, people come to a conclusion the best thing to do is put boundaries. And I, by the way, I believe in boundaries and I teach boundaries, but sometimes people jump in on that idea of boundaries as the solution to everything. Just keep everybody out of my life and not reconcile, not resolve, not fix problems. I think you do a couple things. I think real intentional, David, you're talking about some things you can do intentionally. Pray every day for your son, for your daughter-in-law. Every day you build into your marriage and with your other children, if you have other children, build into those relationships. In other words, don't allow this one child and whatever's going on to so dominate your life that it keeps you from having a good relationship with your spouse, with the other family members, with your life, with church. In other words, you got to put that in a place where it is to say, I don't understand it. I give it to God, but I'm not going to let it destroy the rest of my life or affect the rest of my life, as hard as that may seem. Third, if that were my son, I would at some point try to reach out to him. I would want to know what's going on. And I don't know how I would do that, if I call him or I show up or whatever, to see if there's at least some opportunity to figure out what's going on. He does owe you, I think, some sort of an explanation of why, if it makes no sense to you, why there should be no contact. At least you can deal with that. And I don't know if that's sending him a card, a written card in the mail, or an email or whatever, and just say, hey, Well, I want to respect your space, but can you at least tell us why? You know, so we can understand. And then at that point, you got to back off. It's not exactly the same, but parallel to the prodigal. The daddy let him go and prayed and waited. And you may wait a lifetime. I hear your heart, David, and as a dad, we'll be praying for you.
Our intentional one thing is to be faithful in the moments that we have and realize that we cannot control every single detail.
Jeremy and Michelle Jernigan are foster parents who are discovering the power of one thing.
Through this process, I think we've developed a greater dependency on God. You enter this world of fostering and you realize you're not in control.
You know, we take this child who is so vulnerable, so we're more aware of all of kind of the darkness in the world at the same time, but we also feel like we're truly living at this point in our life. We feel closer to the heartbeat of God.
One of the greatest blessings of being a foster parent is that you literally have the chance to change someone's story. When we think back to our little guy day one, he was on a different trajectory, and because of our involvement with him, literally has changed his future. And we don't know where story goes from here, but we know that we've had the chance to change that, and it's an incredible blessing.
Our intentional one thing is to be faithful in the moments that we have and realize that we cannot control every single detail.
Discover the power of one thing in your life. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge at theintentionallife.com/one thing.
We're the Jernigans, and this is our intentional life.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
You can rebuild a car engine in one weekend, make a dinner for 12 in one afternoon, but you have no idea how to prepare the children in your family to be adults one day. You need Raising Responsible Adults by Dr. Randy Carlson. This number one selling book and study guide will help you avoid the mistakes and equip you with the proven tools of parenting. Order Raising Responsible Adults by Dr. Randy Carlson today at theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
Thanks, Kurt, and welcome back to the Intentional Living Center today, talking about parenting. I just want to say one thing before we get back to our calls. You've heard me mention on the air, and we've done some programs about an upcoming conference we're doing for families and business. And, of course, that's children too, right? You know, you've got the generational thing that happens with parents and grandparents and children working together, and it's a unique opportunity. It's a unique challenge, and I believe that God's intention is for those who are families and business to thrive if we do business the way God intended for business and family to operate. And that's why we have this very, very special conference coming up at the end of May. And again, we have some friends of the ministry help offsetting a good portion of the costs that allow us to get the cost down so most families in business can participate. So just a note, speaking of families and kids today, check that out. It's for families in business. We hope you'll be a part of it. Limited space available, but check it out at the website at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. You'll see it there on the rotating tile. Click on it and check it out. Also on Facebook, join this discussion today on parenting. How are you being an intentional parent? And, of course, at our website, you can also get the intentionals on encouraging your children we just mentioned, okay? We're going to get to Debbie, who's standing by, in just a moment.
I've intentionally been listening to the radio station every day with my children, to lift them up during the day, and I have intentionally become their role model and have pushed myself to be a better person, look forward to the future with God in my heart, and express that to my children so they can look at me and use me as their role model, and pushes me to do even better every day.
Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center at 888-888-1717, where our storyline is open to you 24 hours a day, and here on the program live, talking about topics of marriage and parenting and finance. Topics all include how we live, and that's living intentionally, intentional living. Let's go to Debbie, who has a question for us today from Idaho, I believe. Debbie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What's your question today?
Well, we have a son that is a Christian. He's not walking with God. I mean, he goes to church, but not all the time. But he's living with an unbeliever, and he's going to get married this July. And okay. I'm trying to witness to his girlfriend as best I can. I'm trying to build a relationship with her first, but my husband's already said that he would not attend the wedding because they would be unequally yoked. And he's trying to build a relationship back with his with our son. And so I don't, you know, I'm in a dilemma because I, you know, feel that we should be there, and he...
Well, see, that probably overflows into attitude, too, in relationship, in terms of not approving of, you know, the decision your son's making probably shows up in terms of the relationship with the son at some level, I would think. And listen, I as a parent, and any parent that have values, just get sick when they see their kids, their sons and daughters, making decisions that are contrary to biblical teaching and biblical values. But I've always taken the philosophy that we got to leave the door open, and not showing up at their wedding. If your husband feels strongly on that in terms of his own conviction, he's going to have to live with the consequences, which may not be healthy down the road as he tries to have a relationship with his son or daughter-in-law. Here's the fact. If your son marries this woman, like it or not, that is now his daughter-in-law. And the question is, does he want to have a relationship with her or not? Now, if that were my situation, I'd be heartsick as well. I would sit down as a couple with your son and even with your future daughter-in-law and would express the concern you have about two people needing to be on the same page about the things that matter spiritually. And it may or may not be that your son is obviously as sensitive to that. And so he's going to make a decision based on where he is, not where you are. But I think this is an issue between you and your husband. I think the two of you got to really sit down, Debbie, and get this work through, because the decisions you make now, between now and July, are going to impact perhaps a relationship for many, many years to come.
Well, it's impacting my relationship with my husband, because it's not like a talkable.
So it's not a parenting problem. It's a marriage issue at this point, and I think you got to turn it to a marriage issue. And if I'm just telling you what I would do, if I were in your situation, I'd sit down with your husband and say, honey, I totally understand. I'm not excited about it either. I love this young girl, but knowing that spiritually these two need to be united. But let's face it, if your son is not walking with the Lord, he doesn't have a spiritual separation with this girl. If he's not spiritually attuned and spiritually connected with God, you know, he's obviously not sensitive to it. He's not aware of it. The Holy Spirit is not breaking through to him, apparently.
Yeah, no, I
there's where you need to pray. You need to pray that God will speak to your son.
Yeah.
And you guys speak.
I have been.
Yeah, and you speak the truth to your son, and I think even to your future daughter-in-law about your concern. I'll tell you what, you don't want to wake up a year after they get married and not have at least talked to them in a very loving way about anything that you're concerned about in a positive way. Now, be careful. I'm going to be very careful with that, because that can backfire as well. But listen, totally hear your husband, totally hear your heart. You guys have got to get on the same page, or you're going to have a problem. The two of you have got to be united around this.
Hello, Dr. Randy. I just want to say I love your show. Ever since I started to listen to your message, how my life has changed, how I became a more understanding parent versus, you know, before not having enough patients because there was not enough to go around and stress levels kept on rising. I just finished a conversation with my sister that was going through a tough situation with her teenager, and I passed along the message that you had on a couple shows prior, and she was just like, that's the word I needed to hear. And they're like, well, how do you know so much? And I'm like, well, turn on the radio or go into the website and you can find the message from God. It's just so amazing, and I'm just extremely thankful. My life again has changed, as well as my children, and we just couldn't be happier. I thank you so much for blessing us each and every day with your words. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I mean, obviously, we're glad to do this, and it's a privilege to do it. God does the blessing. We just try to be the conveyor of the information and sharing scripture and encouragement and letting you all help each other. We see talk about social world in which we live. You guys talking to each other on Facebook and on Twitter at the IL Center, calling in, leaving your stories. We've created this ministry around encouraging each other to live intentionally in Christ. And it's interesting, as a ministry, you know, we have bills that we have to pay. But I'll tell you, we set this up in a couple of ways. One is it's listener support. It's you guys that support the ministry. Secondly, we don't borrow any money to operate this ministry. I look at it this way. If it comes in, we use it to get out and reach more people. And when it doesn't, we back off. And frankly, we don't want to do that. We want to continue to be passionate in reaching more families, more radio, more conferences, more outreach every day. And I thank you for your support. And when you make it, when you make your gift, it goes right back into the ministry. If you could join us with a monthly gift, whatever size, if you can share $20 a month, or a dollar a day, $30 a month, whatever the amount is, I want you to be a part of this team. Not only is it going to help us, which it will, in numbers as we have more and more friends, we can do more and more outreach, but I want to help you as we send the monthly teaching to you from the Intentional Living Center, okay? So join us today, won't you? Pray about it and then join us at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. I say thank you for your support. By the way, talking parenting today, if you want to get that list of the intentionals for encouraging your children, it's at the highlights page at our website, theintentionallife.com. You can check out the upcoming Thrive Conference for Families and Business and get registered for that ASAP as well. Okay? Upcoming programs, how to make your home porn-free. And then we're going to talk about retirement on an upcoming program. Retirement from what? Is retirement even biblical? That's all a part of the Intentional Living Center. We'll see you down the road.